Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 3-4, The Day of Seven, Part 12, Collateral Damage. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 28th day of the 10th month.
There's something I've got to do, Bob. Something I couldn't do while you were here. I tried. You know I tried everything, and I still don't have their attention. Let's hope this elevates their thinking. But whatever happens, please don't think less of me.
Dear Dan, I think that one of the hardest things I had to do during the Day of Seven was try to communicate with M about what was going on. One night, while I was sitting on my front porch thinking about things and getting very frightened, this was before Leviathan was revealed and removed, the Lord moved me to go into the family room where my wife was and say the following: "There shall be no more curses in this house." Then I went back out onto the front porch and sat down. I was shaking before, during, and after I said this. I knew I was addressing evil spirits of some kind. A little later, M came out onto the front porch and said, "You're scaring me, Romanus. That church you're going to is making you crazy," she added. She was referring to you three when she said this. At one point, I told her about the prophetic word the Lord had given to me about Praise Tree, and that I was able to see angels and demons. She could not handle that. Later on, I had to do something even more difficult. It was revealed to me that familiar spirits living at my parents-in-law, P4, would communicate with my wife, through Leviathan, I found out later, whenever my wife's mom or dad would call her on the phone. So I sent an email to my mother-in-law, P3, forbidding them to contact our house in any way. I did not forbid my wife from contacting her parents, but I was using my God-given domestic authority as husband to establish a boundary, even a spiritual boundary. It was a, quote, "no contact," unquote, order given to the demons at my in-law's house. This hurt my father and mother-in-law much the same way my own parents were hurt when I started using their first names in order to communicate around the presence of demons at their house. M became very angry after she found out about the email, but I found it interesting that she respected what I said, and so did my in-laws, even though they were confused. Later on, the Lord used the death of M's father's brother, her uncle, P5, as a form of distraction to heal the wounds caused by the restrictions that I had imposed, the ensuing confusion, and the attacks of the enemy, since Satan was seeing the end of his comfortable place of abode. We had no contact with P4 for some time until the news came that P5 was gravely ill and was not expected to live. P4, M, and I all met at the hospital to visit him, P5. This was the first time I saw P4 since I had made the no contact order. There was no discussion concerning that as our attention was focused on P5. I knew at the time that the Lord was using that moment to begin healing the wounds in our family. Later, after P5's death, the Lord gave me a confirming sign about this that also brought me some comfort. I had gone up to G10 to play some video games. While in the gaming area, I noticed a man standing at one of the video consoles. Then something remarkable happened. To understand this, I need to explain that some video games, when gaining a high score, allow for the player to enter initials or any letters onto a high score screen on the game menu, so that people can't compete with each other. The man stood near the game as if he had just played, yet aside enough so that I could see the screen. But what I saw on the screen was not a normal entry. The screen was filling up with the name P5, M's uncle's first name. This name was superimposed a multitude of times all at once on the entire screen. This I knew was not normal behavior for the game, and I knew it was a sign that the Lord was fully aware of what was transpiring in my life at that time. Later on, Gabe confessed to being the man standing there at the game console and that he had performed a miracle, for that's what it was, at the instruction of the Holy Spirit. That was over a decade ago as I write this letter. Yet I know that it was part of the Lord's strategy to create right relationship within my family. I have seen the fruits. Evil spirits are carriers of curses, much the same way that rats carry the plague and mosquitoes carry malaria. The presence of evil spirits of any kind destroys right relationship. But the presence of the Word of God brings forth righteousness and right relationship. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
God, Bones, what have I done?
What you had to do. What you always do. Turn death into a fighting chance to live.
Planet core readings. Unstable. Changing rapidly.
What about surface life signs?
There.